Welcome to The State for Wednesday, March 13th, where we bring you the headlines that matter. I'm your host, Rachel Fulton. We've got a big sports podcast for you today, so starting off with our first story of the day, focusing on MSU athletics, Michigan State wrestling traveled to College Park, Maryland on March 9th and 10th for the Wrestling Big Ten Championships. After 2 days of meets, the Spartans finished 13th out of 14th in the standings with a team score of 23.5 as they closed out their Big Ten season. Four of Michigan State players will participate in the NCAA tournament set to take place in Kansas City, Missouri during the weekend of March 21st. For our final story of the day, focusing on MSU basketball, before the 2023-24 season, the Michigan State's men's basketball team, expected to be fresh off a Big Ten regular season title and penciled in as a top seed in March Madness by the time the conference tournament rolled around. Instead, head coach Tom Izzo and the Spartans will play in the Big Ten tournament at noon tomorrow as the 8th seed in Minneapolis, against 9 seed Minnesota in a game with major implications for how MSU feels heading into Selection Sunday. The bottom line is, Michigan State needs to beat Minnesota tomorrow if it wants a sweatless Selection Sunday. The good news for MSU is that even in down years, the Spartans have found ways to manufacture tremendous success in March. Izzo's 8 Final Fours tell that story, as does his ability to reach them as low as a 7 seed. He's won 3 Big Ten tournament championships since 2014. The last time he missed the NCAA tournament, none of his current players were even born. At its best, Michigan State basketball defends, rebounds, and runs with relentless effort and success. It's been the program's mantra for 29 years under Izzo. This year, though, it's been a struggle for his team to put all three together for extended periods of time. Izzo said he's imploring his team to be more aggressive in transition as tensions are heightened and fast breaks can change games. And before we end our episode, today's weather forecast is going to be beautiful with partly cloudy skies with a high of 66 and a low of 41. Hopefully you all are enjoying this weather this week, and thank you for joining us here on The State. Produced by The State News and Impact 89 FM. You can find us online at statenews.com and impact89fm.org. And we'll be back tomorrow with more news.